Earlier this morning, I had the chance to speak with filmmaker Mick McIntyre about his upcoming project with Hopping Pictures called Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story. It's a revealing documentary looking at Australia's difficult relationship with one of its most iconic animals, the kangaroo. I first asked Mick what it was about the kangaroo and its iconic status that certainly drew him into this subject and wanting to make a film about it.
Well, it was just that it is such an emblem. And we were surprised that there hadn't been a film made before that explored, you know, how significant the kangaroo is to Australia. In fact, early research we did found it to be the third most recognisable icon after the Statue of Liberty and the Eiffel Tower. So it really puts it up there as an international icon. And so, yeah, we were just really curious to find out more about where it fits into the Australian psyche. And look, growing up in Australia, we also knew that there were, you know, issues around the culling of kangaroos in rural Australia, and there was some differing opinions there. So, and, you know, and there was there's been a recent push to eat kangaroo, you know, in Australia. So we thought that there were some interesting issues to make a documentary about.
Yeah, and of course you encapsulate that. I mean, the tagline for the film is simply called Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story. Was it interesting looking at, I imagine it's quite a divisive issue, and in terms of that divide between, you know, people who live in the city and versus people who live out in the country where they're face-to-face with this issue as well. Was it interesting exploring those different divides?
Yeah, I mean, we like to, when we set out to make a film, we like to immerse ourselves in the subject and get as many viewpoints as we can. So we went to great effort over the 5 years of production to, you know, hear from as many people as we could. And we interviewed over 100 people, and, you know, including farmers and scientists and, you know, kangaroo shooters and activists. And, yeah, look, it was quite revealing. I think what one of the things that was most revealing to me was travelling through the Queensland and New South Wales bush was just how much the kangaroos are thought of as pests, just how maligned they really are. I had no idea that there was such sort of hatred towards them, and that was quite shocking. There's a general perception that they're something to be gotten rid of and controlled, not appreciated or any other alternative to what we should do with them. Yeah, so that was quite revealing.
Mm, and I think you capture that even with the poster. You've got, you know, a beautiful kangaroo with a little Joey in the pouch, and then just in the background you can see that evocative image of the ute with the light shining and the silhouette of a man holding a gun. So it's that idea of that constant threat being present for them as well. Was it interesting because you were the cinematographer on this project as well as producer, director, writer? You know, often it is the case you have to be a jack of all trades to get these projects up off the ground. What was it like as a cinematographer? I mean, Australian landscapes and animals are quite stunning. It must have been a joy to capture those images.
Yeah, it was. Look, it was a challenge. You know, I won't lie. We had many false starts. It's a very difficult animal to film, as we found out. And but it, you know, we were up for the challenge. I think we ended up going to some of the natural habitat locations, you know, two or three times before we got it right with the camera equipment. And but yeah, look, we're really proud of the images. We've got some aerial footage that has not ever been done before of the big reds bounding across the outback. And, you know, we really, really wanted to celebrate the magnificent animal as well. It is quite unique. And so we wanted to capture it in all its glory. And yeah, look, it was an extraordinary opportunity to get out and really appreciate this great big country of ours. And yeah, so it was a joy. I mean, there were obviously elements that weren't so easy to film. I mean, it was quite challenging, and to witness some of the cruelty involved in killing kangaroos, that wasn't so easy for me as the cinematographer. Mm-hmm. But you know, as a documentary maker, your job is to bear witness and then to, you know, present what you witnessed. And so we had to explore those other sides of the kangaroo issue, such as the cruelty.
Yeah. And is that what drew you into more this documentary style of filmmaking? Is that quest for truth and to share that truth with audiences?
I think so. I think we're always, Kate and I set up our production company, 20 years ago, and our sort of way of operating is to bring new stories to people and things that people don't know about. And it generally comes because we don't know about it as filmmakers, so we're finding out about it at the same time, and that's what we present to the audience. And this one was really revealing and really shocking to us personally, and that's why, what you see on the screen is what we experienced over the 5 years making it.
Mm, yeah. And the film had its national release on the 15th of this month. Are you happy with the response so far?
Yeah, look, it's been incredible. I mean, we opened in America in January to, incredible reviews from the mainstream media over there, from the New York Times and the LA Times. And so we were really pleased, and we sold out in many cities in America. And then we opened the film, oh my goodness, I can't believe it was only last week. It feels like it's been a lot longer. Look, we've toured the film in Australia, and it's been... I mean, the reception has been divided in regards to the issue, and that's no surprise. We knew that there would be differing opinions to what we say in the film, and our job as filmmakers is to make sure that people see the film before they have an opinion, because obviously there's been a lot of opinions from people who haven't seen it. So our response to that is, well, please see the film and then come back to us and let's have the discussion again, because... we are in a privileged position of being able to spend 5 years on a subject we get to know pretty well, and we get to experience very things that people on the street don't get to do. So, yeah, that's our job now, is to try and get as many people to see it so we can have this discussion about the kangaroo.
And there is a solid interest at the moment, and you see with the successes of films like The Cove and Blackfish, as well as all of David Attenborough's work, there is an interest in environmental documentaries as well. Is there an overall message with this film that you want to leave audiences with?
It was really, it's a complex issue, and the narrative of the film basically ends up with us sort of wanting a discussion in Australia about the treatment of kangaroos. So our hope is that we can, as a country, do that, have a mature discussion about, is this what we need to be doing with our national icon in the 21st century? Because we realise that there's been literally a generation of silence on this issue, and the release of a film like ours has generated a lot of yelling from the government and industry towards us, but really all we're doing is presenting an alternative point of view and exposing the cruelty that's involved in the killing of kangaroos. And so really what we want to do is for Australia to not be silent on this issue anymore and to have a robust discussion, because look, we were shocked and ashamed of what we saw, particularly about the treatment of kangaroos. So the film is educational, and we hope that will inspire good healthy debate about the future of the kangaroo.
It's a noble cause. I think it's worthwhile. And I'm so glad that there are people like you, fighting the good fight and using art in this way as well to not only educate and inform, but hopefully instigate some change as well. Thank you for your time this morning. I know that I'm catching you. I think you're about to board another flight. You're just all over the country at the moment. So I appreciate
you. Thank you for having us on. I know it's still screening in Adelaide, so if your listeners want to go see it, I know they can just jump on our website and find out where they can see it. And as I say, our job now is to make as many people see it as possible, so we can have this discussion.
Yeah, and that's kangaroothemovie.com, and the hashtag is kangaroothemovie as well, so you can head there to find out more details. Mick, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was director, co-director, producer, cinematographer and writer Mick McIntyre there talking about his new film Kangaroo, a love-hate story. For more information, you can head to kangaroothemovie.com and you can find details there of screenings that are currently showing in Adelaide at the Mercury Cinema. You can head to the Mercury Cinema website as well. There's quite a few sessions left throughout the month of April, so please do get along and support an Australian documentary feature as it tours the world, receiving acclaim for both at home and abroad.